It's Monday, June 30th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A five-hour standoff with police and an armed subject at a New Richmond park ended peacefully on Friday evening. The deadline is today for the state budget. Senator Ron Johnson votes to move the Big Beautiful Bill forward and plan ahead for safety if you're traveling this 4th of July holiday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. New Richmond police took a person into custody after a five-hour standoff at a park. Authorities said they were called to the New Richmond Nature Center just after 6 p.m. Friday for a report of a person with a handgun who was having a mental health crisis. The park was evacuated and notices were sent out to nearby residents. After negotiations with the subject, they were taken into custody without incident and the area was cleared by 11:30 p.m. on Friday. The subject was not identified. New Richmond police remind that if you or a loved one is experiencing a mental health crisis, there is help available. A mental health crisis line is available by call or text at 988. The online chat line is 988lifeline.org. At the Capitol, while Republicans grapple over the budget, Democrats have been watching from the sidelines. Raymond Newpert tells us more.
On WISN's Up Front, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals.
We are determined to stick together as a body to make sure that this is a bipartisan process, that we are not willing to be picked off one by one.
Johnson says even approval from Governor Tony Evers might not be enough for Senate Democrats who want to ensure a good deal for their constituents. With at least two Senate Republicans signaling no votes, Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of Monday. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
President Donald Trump's proposed federal budget has passed a Senate vote with help from Wisconsin's previously opposed Republican senator. After signaling his disapproval with President Trump's big, beautiful budget measure for several weeks, Senator Ron Johnson voted it forward on Friday night. The vote was procedural, but it only barely passed the chamber after two other Republicans voted against it. Johnson had repeatedly said he was against the bill on the grounds it cut too much and would still increase the federal deficit by billions of dollars. The Senate may bring the bill to the floor for a full vote for the bill before July 4th. The Department of Public Instruction launches a new public school finance reporting portal. DPI says the public will be able to download, sort, search, and access information through the portal at no cost. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says that will increase fiscal transparency and help Wisconsinites understand how their local districts and schools operate financially. Through the portal, you can access data on school district referenda, tax levies, and the status of required education agency reports. You can access the portal by visiting the DPI website. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wins a lawsuit on electric vehicle infrastructure funding. Sean Maloney tells us more.
A multi-state coalition has won the suit, which alleged President Donald Trump overstepped his authority by directing the Federal Highway Administration to withhold funds for the National Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program to help states install EV charging stations along major corridors. In a statement, Call says the funding freeze threatened more than $62 million in grants to put EV charging stations in Wisconsin businesses such as gas stations, restaurants, and hotels. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Keep safety in mind if you're hitting the road for the 4th of July holiday. David Yang is a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper with some tips.
Always plan that there is going to be congestion, whether if it's cars, animals. I just anticipate that, you know, you're not the only one going to that destination. So I'd probably leave a little earlier than normal just so you can maybe beat traffic. So always be patient. When you're patient, you get to your destination. I think that's always a win.
Yang says if you do find yourself on the side of the road, stay buckled up and call for help. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.